shift the focus. Thought I was happy out here on my own, and I was, but only on the surface. Cause now I got the rise and shine, but when the night is over, said and done, can't help but thinking I'm the only one waking with you more than on my mind. Cause I want you early. We never make it till the morning. Leave my bed without a warning. But suddenly it's full hall. Got me thinking that it's my fault, baby. Burn me once, boy, burn me nice. A fool let you burn me twice. I don't know why, I don't know why. I never quit when I should. About time I understood you're a bad man, sometimes good. Taking what I got and walking out, so what's your wager? Who's this game with? It's getting late, getting close to that flame. If you can take the heat I'm bringing when the day breaks, I'm done with burning through the night to watch it folding. We never make it till the morning without a warning. And then suddenly it's full hall. Got me thinking that it's my fault, baby. Burn me once, boy, burn me nice. Never quit when I should. Oh, about time I understood you're a bad man, sometimes good.
Oh man, that is the beautiful, beautiful sounds of Deva Mahal. Sometimes Good, one of the previous release singles off of the new EP, Future Classic Volume 2, Future, which is out today. And we're very lucky to be joined by Deva Mahal on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I'm good, really good.
Yeah, happy release day.
Thank you so much.
So exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm like beyond excited today.
Cool.
So yeah, vibes.
Yeah, you should be. It's a beautiful collection of tracks. I want to talk a little bit about this volume two part, because I know that it's sort of the second part of a two-part EP series. Tell us a little bit about that story.
So volume two is meant to be like songs that are composed in a way that could be timeless but are set in modern spaces and more contemporary and kind of thrown into the future. So it's more electronic, it's more kind of laptop studio production. There's a lot more plugins, there's a lot more treatments. It's a different sonic landscape. So it's meant to feel and sound more futuristic.
That's so cool. There's definitely more of that. You definitely hear that sort of future soul vibe in there. And I'm imagining it must have been a lot of fun for you to feel like, you know, you can play with the more acoustic instrumentation for the previous EP and then really explore a different, like you say, sonic landscape for this one.
Yeah, I was kind of really digging more into the themes of Afrofuturism with music. So I listened to a lot of different types of music that fit in that space to kind of get the flow going. And then I just kind of put in my own steez into it, you know, my own vibes. And Chris Weathy and I worked on this pretty heavily. I also worked a lot with this producer named Ashton Sellers. And then with Esther, who's also another New Zealand born, London based, artist and producer. So it was really an awesome experience, and also just kind of took out like a lot of the, I guess, like work that it takes to be in like a physical studio. And we built our own studios wherever we went to make this album. So we were recording in bedrooms and hallways and closets and in other people's home studios, sitting on a bed, sharing, passing around, like, you know, the laptop and microphones and bass guitars and and things like that. So it was just really a beautiful way to make music. And also I think it was very convivial. It was very progressive because, you know, like in this day and age, the average artist doesn't have like, you know, an A&R budget of like $250,000 to like $1 million, you know, like the new artist that goes into the future today is recording that on their laptop. They're recording it on their phones. They're like trying to make it work wherever they can. And so that was part of the whole vision as well. It was like, what can we make with what we have, you know? Yeah. And we didn't have a lot, you know? So I'm really proud of this album to be able to make the kind of sound that like stands internationally and sonically sounds like, you know, lush and such quality. And the music is like, each song is beautiful and means so much to me. And then to have it on this EP and be able to be an artist in this day and age and continue to innovate and adjust and move forward.
I really love the collaborative relationship and friendship that you've got with Astaire as well, because I guess that sort of futurism is definitely her bag as well. And, you know, she's got an album coming called Diaspora Baby, so I'm sure that there's a lot that in terms of your experiences but also your like sonic aesthetic that you guys can relate over.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Astaire is such an incredibly talented and eclectic and creative person. And so she's also incredibly open and unafraid to try things. And so it's really cool to be able to kind of put our energies together. We also have the same birthday.
So
our energies are like really in the, it's just, we're just well matched to work together. And she's just such a great support and a champion of other women in music and other women as producers. And so, you know, it was really beautiful to bring the beginning of the production of South Coast to Astaire and be like, do you want to do this with me? And then kind of see that to the end and then get Chris involved. And that was like one of my favorite tracks to finish producing. And we finished that in Williamsburg in New York, because we spent a month in London and then a month in New York. And we just spent like hours making sure that every sonic frequency in that song was exactly where I wanted it.
Speaking of a collaboration and Mana Wahine, we've also got a feature of an all-female mariachi band on one of the tracks. Yes. Tell us about that.
So Flor de Toloache is like a Grammy Award winning all-female mariachi band that I met when I was performing in New York. And I was doing a performance in Central Park with a bunch of artists, and that's where I met Flor de Toloache. And then Shay Fiol and Mireia Ramos are the two from the group that are featured on the song. And I just knew that I wanted to work with Mireia because I had her come and join me, and she sat in on a gig when I played at Joe's Pub in New York City. And she's the most incredible vocalist and violinist, like absolutely extraordinary, beautiful human. And Shay is also just like a stunning musician and vocalist. And when I asked them, they were like, yeah, sure, whatever, let's go. And then just they recorded their bits themselves and sent it to us. And I was just so honored to have it on there because they're just such beautiful humans. And I love their whole vibe.
I want to talk a little bit about the lyrical themes on this as well, because there's sort of a lot that's covered across these tracks, squeezed into an EP. There's sort of everything from reflections and ruminations on love to, you know, greater sort of social commentary and social justice. How do all of those themes sit together on one record for you?
I mean, they sit inside me simultaneously all the time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel strange for me to do that. And I think in this time that we are living in, which feels very tumultuous, and it kind of feels like we're hurtling towards disaster at any given moment, like you, it gives itself over to having all of those different like feelings and the thoughts and processes. And so for me, it's always important to like speak about the time that you're living in. And, you know, some of the songs on this EP talk about things that I've really struggled with dealing with, like the loss of Breonna Taylor and going through my experience of being here and experiencing the Black Lives Matter movement and witnessing so many deaths of the Black female. And it was like, it was just overwhelming and unbearable for me to not just write something about it. And so that's why I wrote Someone's Daughter. And then Slowed Down, it's about finding connection and being able to locate yourself in this life through the experiences and connections that you have, and not through things and not through, you know, accomplishments or accolades, but actually like being able to grow old and look back at the span of your life and be able to locate yourself through space and time from the connections that you made. And that helps you to find like who you are and to ground you in this world and in nature and in this like planet hurtling through the universe. And Till the Morning Comes is kind of, for me, it kind of speaks to like the relationship, the modern day relationship today, where people are kind of afraid to make themselves vulnerable. They're afraid to, you know, it's like cringe culture, you know, everybody's like texting and no one wants to talk on the phone and like no one's, you know what I mean? Like everything is very casual, but the feelings are still there, you know, that like you still feel the same emotions, but people's like ability to articulate that and express that is has really waned. And so that kind of, for me, speaks to like the modern day, like, you know, situationship that kind of maybe turns into something else because you you know, slowly admit how you feel about somebody once you feel safe, but you may never say it out loud, you know.
The situationships, eh?
The situationship. You know,
listen, like, you know what the tea is. It's like, that song, it's like, you know, like, if you're here tomorrow, then maybe we can talk about the next day.
I'm glad that we're getting something good out of situationships, you know.
We're getting some good songs. Well, because there's sides of that too, but like in Till the Morning Come, it's like whimsical, you know. I wanted to throw a little whimsy into the album, and I really wanted to also make a song that inspired me to whistle, because I really wanted to do that. So I like, you know, and then you move to Sometimes Good, and it's like, I have a tendency to like hold on to somebody's potential, or to like hold on to the potential of something, always, which I think everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
You always see the good in somebody, even though they've been mostly showing you like mad disrespect and they're not really honoring you. But there's like these little moments where they like breadcrumb you into like sticking it around, and you kind of have to inspect that. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, man, some of these, like most of these people out here, are really only sometimes good, but they're really not good people, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, girl,
and that little sometimes good, like, holds you like it's kryptonite.
Modern love and is terrifying.
It's so bullshit. Like, why can't we just all, like, admit what we're thinking and feeling and, like, show up and live inside that truth?
Yeah.
But no, you know, like, everybody's so scared of, like, intimacy. They're so scared of real connection.
Yeah.
And they're, like, completely losing their ability to repair from that as well.
Yeah.
And so I think that people, you know, it's important to talk about, because it doesn't matter who you are, like, we all kind of fall victim to that. And then Need is about acknowledging that, like, we live in a world where everybody is told and conditioned to believe that there's one type of beauty, there's one type of sensuality, there's one type of body to be attracted to, there's one type of gender to be attracted to, there's one kind of ethnicity or like hair type or whatever. And it's not real. Like, if you took away all of the social pressure and the control of, like, women's bodies and the control of, like, women's power away, everyone would admit to what they're attracted to and what they feel, and, like, everybody would be allowed to just express desire. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. I live in a thick black woman's body, and I definitely feel desire, and I definitely consider myself to be a sexual person. So I was like, I'm not going to shy away from that. I'm not going to, like, you know, not claim that for myself. And so I wanted that to be like everybody, no matter what you look like or who you are or where you come from, experiences that need for connection and desire.
Period.
Beautiful.
Everyone, Diva Mahal wants you to love yourself and also ask out your crush.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh. Ask out the crush. Like, wear the fucking hot outfit. Like,
yes, Diva.
Like, gas yourself up. You know what I mean? Like, just be in the body that you're in and know that it deserves everything. Mm-hmm. And then South Coast is like, is an acknowledgement of a relationship that I was in that, like, I had absolute hope for and dreams for that ended up just, you know, the person just wasn't brave enough to really show up for the potential of what was there. Mm-hmm. And I was also kind of like talking about like the fact that I've grown, that I have scars, that I've lived through my own wars, and I'm like here present. And I also can't just be available for some bullshit, you know, like, yeah. I can be like here and tell you all the real stuff that is why I believe something should be. And if the other person doesn't show up, like, I don't have time for it.
Period. So excited. We're going to listen to Slow Down, but we're so excited to have you touring again. You're going to be up in Tamaki on the 2nd of May playing at Double Whammy. That's very exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited. I've never played Double Whammy Girl, so I'm, like, ready. I had a sick show at Big Fan last time I played in Tamaki Makaurau. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really, really stoked to play Double Whammy and to get more people coming out. You know, it'll be my biggest show to date myself in Auckland, so I'm ready.
Oh, we can't wait. Exciting. Everyone can get their tickets from Under the Radar. It's not to be missed. Thank you so much, Diva Mahal, for making the time for a corridor with us, and congratulations on your new EP.
Thank you, lovelies. Thank you, Diva. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
We love you too.
Love you. We're going to listen to Slow Down by Diva Mahal. Here we go.
Yes.
I know which way I'm going. So baby, take your foot off the gas. Slow down, drink the lemonade. You're on a merry-go-round, so we'll make it all the way. Oh no, you're now, you're a little away from your hometown, babe. Slow down. We're on a merry-go-round, so we'll make it all the way.
own.